Better get two of those.
Then he picked up a blue and yellow box from the shelf.
What are these easy glide things?
Read the package, I said between clenched teeth. The Slurpee napkins were now working themselves around the edge of my underwear and threatened to slip down my right pant leg. I was in no mood to negotiate with the tampon terrorist.
Oh, Jade.
Dad looked up from his BlackBerry and eyed me seriously.
Are you experiencing cramping, loose bowel movements, and acne? Maybe we should get something for that, too.
Dad!
What?
Dad asked, dropping his hand to his side. I'll see you at the checkout, I muttered. I turned to go, leaving Dad to his research. Maybe I could just swipe another wad of Slurpee napkins and call it a day. Or better yet, those nice big Paco's Tacos ones might provide better coverage. All this was running through my mind as I stormed away, skirted by claims of superabsorbency and dry weave. At the end of the aisle, though, I ran into something tall, dark, and... Luke! My hides bag fell to the floor as we collided. Luke's bag fell, too. I bent to pick mine up, only to bonk heads with him as he tried to do the same. Oh, sorry! An uncontrollable chuckle escaped from my throat. Yeah, real smooth, Jade. Injure the poor guy, then laugh at him. It was like spin the bottle all over again. Luke straightened, rubbed his head, and smiled, no doubt stunned by the blow. He handed me my bag.
Jaden, right?
He turned his head a bit to the side and squinted. So he did remember me. Well, kind of. At least it was better than the Scissor Lips nickname he'd given me in fifth grade. Yes, well, it's Jade, actually. I took my bag from him and nodded slowly, trying not to be too obvious while I checked him out. Okay, so maybe I was still a bit bitter, but I wasn't blind. Actually, it was the first time I'd been close enough to see the silvery scar my braces had inflicted above his right eyebrow. If I hadn't known better, the scar might have been considered rugged and mysterious. And his sun-bleached curls did fall over his eyes in a pretty adorable way. Plus, Corey was right. Killer tan. But evil, I had to remind myself.
Oh, right. Jade.
Luke nodded.
Sorry about that.
Was Luke Martin actually apologizing? To me? That's okay. I get that a lot. I did not get that a lot. Why was I making excuses for the guy? And why did I keep nodding and staring with a ridiculous smile plastered across my face?